and thus taking him at bays, we have two tesis to learn on the Gemara we have previous one. The Gemara asked Akasha the assumption that according to Rabbi Yochanan, by an Issa the Rabbanon, it is not necessary to have Roy in order to be Mabat on Issa the Rabbanon. Now, Chad Bechad becomes Bottle, he becomes Mis'aret. And therefore the Gemara understood, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if they have two soyim with nay to kupis, and the both soyim fell into the kupis, I assume the both kupis are mutar, because I assume that even if the saw shall truma fell into the kupis shall kulin, it becomes both. That's how the Gemara understood Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, the Gemara asked the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan had said, that mikveh sheyesh bei aboyim somech uvonois, nosan so venotol so kosher, and Rabbi Yochanan said on this Mishnah, ad rubai, that you have to be left over in the mikveh chof aleph so of melk shomim. And this is only the Rabbana. And he said, by the Rabbana you don't need a revir. So the Gemara said on this two terutim. One terut, the Gemara said, Einach Hanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it will be Machta, it's also good. Now he means the Leinishkel Rubai, that you should not remain in the mikveh 19 saw of Meik Shamin, and 21 saw of Meik Peiris. Then the second terut of the Gemara was, that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that Anissa the Rabbanu becomes Bokul Chad Bechad. Now Rabbi Yochanan holds that by the case of two soil with nay two kupis, since Tumah Bizman is as the Rabbanu, according to the Tana of that Bereise, so therefore there's the din of Tliya, Shani Oima Chulun L'Seich Chulun Afla, and Tumah L'Seich Tumah Nafla. Let us see Taisvis. Nosan so venotol so kosher. So kosher, the dehei de she'eve de rabbonim, even though the psu show vize de rabbonim, ki di yomba bepeh kamoicha sabay, that means me'ike radin mayim shu'uvim a kosher litvile, but may peiris mi a psu le mi di reise litvobem, but may peiris a posu mi de reise. How do we know this? Ki de muchach peh kama de psochem. The Omar Mashke Bei Midbachaye Bekalka Tahoyim. The Gemara says that they were Mekel in the Mashkin that were found in the base HaMidbachayim of the base HaMikdosh, that they're Tahoyim. If you one has a Mashke Bei Midbachaye Bekalka Tahoyim. So what is the mailer of the karka tahirim? So Omar Rav Papa, lo yamoron elamayim. That if we have, we'll see, we have a revius mayim on the karka. So the Rabbanan said, we don't have to worry about the status of the water, because the water min ha-tahire is tahir, because a revius mayim bekarka is a kosher a mikveh, mina teire, it's kosher lahatpul boi machten vitzineiris. Rabbonon said that we need memso for tvilus machten vitzineiris, but mina teire, a revius is sufficient. So since it has a teire mikveh, and the mikveh is not mekabel tumeh, so in the bay mitbachaye, they were making, they said there's no tumeh mit the Rabbonon on the smay. So Omar Apophe, loy amoron elo mayim. Only by mayim we have this cooler. Avol dam loy, but dam in the Bei Midbachaye is tome, if it became tome. O mayim nami loy amoron elo bahava revius, de chosye lahatfil machtem vitsineiris. Mayim is only tohoyot if it is a revius mayim. So since it has a teiras mikve min a teira lahat or machten the tzimeres, so the rabbonon said all tumas the rabbonon do not exist bebei mit bachay. Mashme the dam lechozel lahat for boy. So it would seem clear from this gemara that you can only make a kosher a mikve min a teira bemayim. Anything else besides mayim is possible a mikve. One right. Ba'oid amrinen bekise yadam, the gimel mayim ksivi, umematinen may peiret. So we see from this that, all mashkin apostle lemit vechutz from mayim. The heichi porich may hocha, the midarabonen boy ribuyo. How could the Gemara ask a kash on Rabbi Yochanan? That we see from here, that this is a psul darabonon, and you need ribuye. This is not a psul darabonon, this is a psul deraisa. Because my peiris apostle amikve, when my peiris behediktoni loke, the peiris bekunteris, the nosan so venoto, so speaking about my peiris. So the Gemara is very difficult to understand. So on this kasha, Taisa says to Itarutza. V'yashloima de porich mishum de kaposik betoni adruboy. It says that you need roi afilu lemachten betzineiris. You need roi afilu for machten betzineiris. That means as follows. For machten betzineiris, we mentioned before, mina teure a revius is sufficient. Mida rabbonon, you need memso. For tvilas odom, mina teure, you need memso. But it says over here that if there's not roi make shomim, so it is possible afilu lemachten betzineiris. So now, let's figure this out. The midi raise leiboy memso. Min ha-toyre, you don't need memso. So that means min ha-toyre, if you have one revius mayim in this mikveh, it's a kosher mikveh. You can be toivo machten betzineiris in the mikveh ready. So if you have 20 so of mayim, you zikhe have a revius mayim. So min ha-toyre, this is kosher. We have 20 saw mayim and 20 saw may peiris. So in this taruvis there is zikha rabiyas mayim. So it's kosher lemachnim betzineiris min ha-toyra. No, midarabon, you need memso. Midarabon, you need memso. So the whole necessity of memso is only midarabon. So midarabon, but we're only speaking about a mikveh that we need midarabona. Minatayra, we have a kosher mikveh already. So this is only a darabona de kedin. Now midarabona, Rabbi Yochanan said that this chad bottle the chad. So may peiris could become bottle. For the 20 saw, may peiris could become bottle. The 20 saw of make shamin. Unehei, so Taisus says like this, v'chshemei peiris roi, that the Gemara understood. If you have 21 so mei peiris, and 19 so mayim, so then misbatlin ha-mayim b'mei peiris, then the mayim becomes bottled the mei peiris, u'posl midarais aplamachtet. Then it's possible midarais af lamachtev. So let us just stop here for 1 second. The Bichas Avram is medayik from this Taisvis. Amira de kechidish. That means Taisvis says, if you have roi mei peiris in a miut mayim, so it's possible minatoira. Now, this is a very debatable statement. That means others learn shat, but din of bittul is sila ka'isa. I mean, that's the normal din bittul which we know all over. That let's say an isa falls into heta, so the isa It loses the issa, becomes nisbatl to the heta. Is there a din bittel that the miyit can take over the dinim of the roi? Now let's talk about such a shayla. Let us say, for example, a person has 3/4 of a zayis of chalif and 1/4 of a zayis of shumin, and he'll mix it up now. It got mixed up together. Now you won't know the difference. Now, and I'll eat this whole zayis. Will a person get malchus or kogus because he ate a zayis of chalif? He only ate 3/4 of a zayis of chalif. But le'idach kise, the shumin becomes bottled to the chalif. So now it becomes kulei chalif. And others say this. And others say you never say such a thing. So, from this taisvus, it would seem that you do say this, that the miut gets the dinim of the roi. So that means that even though I have 19 saw mayim, and 21 saw may peire, so taisvus says it's apostle and mikvah min ha-teire, because the mayim becomes may peire. It gets it takes over the psulim of what the Reif has. So Taisvah says, that's true. And that's what the Gemara answers. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you'll have, you shouldn't take away Reif of the Meik Shomim. If you'll take away Reif of the Meik Shomim, so then you'll be, that could be Apostle of Mikveh. But Einachanami, if it'll be Machtza or Machtza, So mina teire, you have a kosher a mikveh with the 20 saw, meik shamim, and midrabon, and you need 40 saw, so the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have 40 saw, because midrabonon, the meik peiris will become bottle to the meik shamim. That's one mahalach and taisvus. Mikol mokim b'mechtzel mechtzim im idareise koshel amachtim. Min ha-teure des koshel midarabonin ud bein ha-reviyah. Midarabonin in reviyah. That's the Gemara's kasher. Rabbi Yechon said, midarabonin you don't need reviyah. V'oid yesh loina. A second teres. The midi reise, forget about, they said, the first teres was speaking about machtim b'tzinayros. And machtim b'tzinayres, so then it's a kosher a mikveh with the reviyas make shomim that is there. For Eidish Leim, no, we're not speaking about machtim b'tzinayres, we're speaking about a mikveh that we need should be kosher the tefillah sodom. Aye. How can it be kosher the tefillah sodom? Midereise kame bottle. Minateri, you say, kama bottle. So Taisvus seems to be saying that Minateri, whatever falls in, becomes bottle. There's no din of chayze v'niyah. Minateri, there's no din of chayze v'niyah. So Minateri, so as soon as you had mem saw make shomim, and one saw may peiris fell in, becomes bottle. A million saw can fall in now. Everything becomes bottle. There's no problem. It becomes bottle. Kama bottle. Whatever falls in becomes bottle. As long as when you fell in you had mem sauce, so it became bottle. There's no problem. So, midrabonon, there's a din of chayze v'niyah. It's midrabonon, if you'll have roi, or if you'll lose your sheer bittle, so midrabonon will be chayze v'niyah. So that's only the Rabbana that you did for the Hoche bin in Rube, Lekach Porich. So the Gemara asked, now this is only the Rabbana that you did. Mina Teire, it became bottle. Mida Rabbana, there's a problem of Chayze Veniya. So if it's only the Rabbana that you did, so let us say, Chad Bechad Bottle. Inami, a third teretz. Koinami Atemet. Rav Yochanan that said you need Reiv make Shomim. It's not only speaking about Meipeis, it's speaking about Temet, Sheyesh Boi Mayim.
Tektoni b'mesachas mekvois. V'akulo koma Rabbi Yochanan ad ruboim. Now, Tamed is Mayim Shuvim. That means Tamed doesn't have a din of May Peiris. Tamed is only Mayim Shuvim, and Mayim Shuvim should be discussion in our Torah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ad ruboy. Now, even though this is the Loshen of Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz and the two Mahalchim and the Gemara, but it would seem from the whole Rehitas Loshen Ataisves that we're going on the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan, that if there's Roiv Mei Peiris, it is no good. That is, it seems that's the Rehitas Loshen Ataisves. That there should not be, you should not take away Leinishkel Rubi, you should not take away Reiv of the Meksham, there should be Reiv Mei Peiris. Mashme de Berubai, Leimrin and Rishin Rishin Bot. So Taisva says, so it seems from here, that if you have Reiv Mei Peiris, I don't say became bottle already, I say Chayzevaniya. And now I have Reiv Mei Peiris, and it's Chayzevaniya. You also see the same yisoid. Gabi avu edishmu. The ovid luhu libnosei mikvois biyoymei nissen shlo yirbu noitvim al hazoichlam. The Gemara relates as follows, that the people used to table themselves, the women used to table themselves in the harpros. Nanor is kosher letvila, it's a maya. B'yoymei nissen, Avu de Shmuel made special mikvois for his daughters. He did not permit them to table themselves in Narpros. Why? Because Yoymei nissen, Narpros, the river got much larger. The reason the river got much larger is because the accumulated snows from the winter melted and went into the river. Now, the snow has a din of mekshamim. Mekshamim is metayer ba'ashboirim. That means it's only metayer if it's not a moving water. It stays in one place, so then make shamim is matar b'shpoirim mikve mayim. It has to be a mokim asifa of mayim that's not going. Anor is a mayim that's matar b'shchile. A fellow what's running, it's also matar. Now b'yaymei nissen, Avu de Shmuel was afraid that could be there's more May Shamim then May Nor in the mikveh. So now all the water has a din of May mikveh, and it's not Metayer Beschile, and the river was running. So therefore he made special mikvois for his daughters, B'yayimei Nisim. Rabibu Edishmu, the Ovadlu Libnose mikvois B'yayimei Nisim, Shlo Yirbu Noit Fim Ala Zeichlam. He was afraid there shouldn't be more Noit Fim Ala Zeichlam. So now, Taisvis asks as follows. Now what'll be if there'll be, now when the snow started falling in, it was zicha more zeichlin al hanoitfin. Now if you say rishin rishin bottle, kama kama bottle, and we'll say that becomes bottle, so it's bottle. So did every drop of water that fell into the nor becomes may nor, becomes bottle to the nor. So what does it bother me that now this robu noitvim ala zeichlim? But you say kama kama bottle, so it seems not like that. You say ad ruboy, but now if you can have roiv noitvim, you say chayzevaniya. You say chayzevaniya and lemay says so now become puzzle. So now roiv of this body of water is noitvim not zoichlim, and noitvim is matar bashboyret not beschile. So you see, so Tosfos is bringing a raya that you say chayze v'niyah. That's Tosfos, so Tosfos has, that's what it says in our Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos. That means if there'll be, our Gemara says there'll be roiv mei peiris, there'll be posel. You say chayze v'niyah. The Gemara in Shabbos also says this. Now, from these two rayas, we don't know if it's a deraisa the kedin, a derabon the kedin. But al kaponim, you say it. You say chayze v'niyah. But now Tosfos brings a third raya. The perek hanoidim in ayerek, it says, botzel she'okrei b'shviyis. A botzel was growing b'shviyis. And if it was growing in shviyis, so it has dini shviyis. And he tore it out. V'notai b'shminis, v'robu gidula v'alikrei. And now there's more gidulim than ikra. So the halacha is mutter. That it is mutter, you're allowed to eat the botzel. Now what is pshat, you're allowed to eat the botzel? Now let's understand this halacha. This is a melodic halacha already. Before he had a shviyas tike botzel. It was growing b'shviyas. But it was oikeret. Fine. Now he goes and plants it b'shminis. It starts growing more b'shminis. So let's start talking. So the first chalik that grows in Shminis, you say kama kama bottle. So it should have a din of shviz. It's a shviz to a bottle. It should become bottle to the ikka. But it says over there, if rabu gidula val ikroi, so everything becomes mutter. So here you see lekula, that you say chayzevaniya, and you see the chayz, the din chayzevaniya is a deraisa de kedin. If you're allowed to eat the botzel, and it doesn't have, you're allowed to be misnayig with this botzel, that it should not have kedusha shviyas, so you see me na teire, there's a din of chayze b'niya. And the Bichas Avrom says, so he brings from the Yad Yehuda, that this is not like Tosfos said before. Before Tosfos said, that midaraisa kame kame bottle midarabonim is a din of chayze v'niyah. That's the previous Tosfos said, and this Tosfos seems to be saying that the din of chayze v'niyah is a deraisa dekedim. Yad Yehuda says it's a machlokes. These two Tosfos in. If you say kame kame bottle minatayre period, or if you say chayze v'niyah al kapon. The time. The Beperik Basra, the Meseches Avodah Zara, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Amal Kaponim we see from our Gemara, from the Gemara in Shabbos, from the Gemara in Dorim, that there's a Musig of Chayze V'niyah. The time, the Beperik Basra, the Meseches Avodah Zara, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Hama'are Yayin Nesach Michoves Lebor. A person that a boil, full of kosher yayin, and he's pouring yayin nesach from a chovis into the bur, afilu kol hayayim kulay rishin bottle. Now, if we'll learn the Gemara kipshutoi, afilu kol hayayim, so it would seem to mean that, let's say, there were 20 gallons of mayim, of yayin in the bur, but he's pouring now from a chavis kol ayayim. Now, kol ayayim is, in other words, he can pour 40 gallons of yayin nesach into the boyer, and the yayin in the boyer is kosher. So we see from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that you don't say chayze v'niyah. So Tosfos has a stira. V'niyah l'ri. So the Ri now is going to say in the Kimte and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Hide Meseches Avodah Zarah Damrinin Rishain Bottle. Afilu Kol Hayayim Kulay, whatever falls in becomes bottle. Haina Davka Atzamach. It means that Tosfos, it means as follows, that before there were 100 times as much Yayin in the boil, that there was keneged the chavis. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ma'are yayin nesach mechovish leboy." So, afilu kolo yom kuloi, that means, even though there's now 95 times, 80 times, 70 times, till shishim times in the boil, they say, then it becomes bottle. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So first we have to start understanding, Vashteitzicha becomes bottle. I mean, everything goes bottle by shishim. That will come later. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. If it was before 100 times, now till shishim it becomes bottle. Avol im ein samach mina heta. But if it's less than samach mina heta, loy, then zicha doesn't become bottle. The yevshel is bottle, even she is nois and tam le b'soif, since it's nois and tam. The tam ke'ike mina teiru. He says, you have to say it's speaking about that there's shishim left over. Because if there's not shishim left over, it's nice and tam, and tam kikas mina teira, so forget about the din of chayz of aniyah. I don't know, Taisus, I mean, this is also telling the din of chayz of aniyah. But Taisus says it's nice and tam, and nice and tam is zicha, also mina teira. Now, this Taisus we have to know is very schwer. Baruch Hashem, I found the Neher Shrage asks, the klal that tam ke iker is dafke min b'sheini minay. So then there's a din you margish the tam. So this tam ke iker. So that means if I eat potatoes and I margish the tam of bosa chazir, so it's also min atayr because you margish the tam of bosa chazir. But if I poured in yayin nesach into a boir that had yayin in it, and it has the same taste, So where b'chal is there din of tam ke'ikah? About kaponim, that's what Taisvah says. Taisvah says that's understood that you can only go till shishim because tam ke'ikah min ha'teira k'dama be'loivrim pe'gimel minim mikom bokim. Af al gavdi k'samach min ha'heter. So even though, so we're talking about till samach. So what's the whole chiddush? If it would not have fallen in one chalik after the other chalik, minutely, if it would have fallen in bebas achas, or if you would have been mare, it would poured in with something that has a large stream, tvei mi pi chavis, which is more than mi pi chavis, I think that is the girsa that the Madura Basra has. That means there's two man the yomrim in Mesechtas Abay the Zore. That we say, kama kama bottle, we need a minute shear. So the shaila is, how minute does it have to be? So others say it has to be, there has to be the shear of a pichavis. Others say tzirtzel cotton. But al koponim, it can't be more than that. So memele, the b'yayin nesach ichmiru yaisa mi b'shar yisurim. B'yayin nesach, they were machma more than they were machma by all yisurim. By all yisurim, there's no problem how much falls in. As long as you're left over with shishim, there's no problem. But here there's a problem. B'yayin nesach. Kedisnan hosam, shu b'chol shu. That it asks b'choshu. Unless you have a head of kama kama bottle, and kama kama bottle is that it has to be so minute, either it's a pichavis or it's a tzirtzel cotton. But more than that, that's a machlokes amirim, how, but if it falls, in a larger amount falls into the bur, it's awesome. Because sova Rabbi Yochanan, tchi'ika l'meimah, Rishim bottle, when does it become bottle? Be'isure legoy hetere. It becomes bottle dafke if there's isa legoy hetere. v'loy nafish emuda. That means that it only becomes bottle if there's issa l'goya teire, v'loy nafish amuda, and the stream that's going in is not a thick stream. She bottle v'hoylech atzamach. We don't say that it asks b'kolshu. I think we should stop this Tosfos over here, because later Tosfos wants to be miyashiv the sugi and avodah zarah, but that's al kaponim what Tosfos says. So Tosfos lemaisa is misayim that all over the zichra din of chayzev v'niyah. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah also holds that Kolayim Kulo is Lav Davke, it's still Shishim. The Loinishkel Rube. So the Rabbi Yochanan said that Bemisin Chad B'Chad becomes bottle, and it means you shouldn't take out Loiv Mek Shomim. But chad b'chad becomes bottle. Taim eichem otzlamei malachi otna b'meseches mikvois. Mayim shu'uvim u'meik shomim shein misarveis b'chotzer u'b'mo'ore ad ma'leis ha'mo'ore. That it became ma'uriv mayim shu'uvim u'meik shomim. Im roiv kosher kosher, im roiv shosel posel, machza machza posel, eim esayim b'zban shein misarven ad shaloi higiyah le'mikve, Mashbedi the Shum the Rabbonim Bo Reviyim. He says there's a Mishnah that says if it became Ma'uriv She'uvim with Meik Shomim, and then there was Hamshoche from this water to the mikveh, it is kosher, but it is only kosher if you have Roiv Meik Shomim. So you see, Klo by the Psul the Rabbonim of Shuvim, you need Roiv. And here our Gemara wants to say in the first Torah that Psul the Rabbonim Machza Machza is also sufficient. So what do you do with this Mishnah? Now let us go further in the Gemara. Tana. Now again, we have to remember in the middle of a sugya that we have here machlikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, shat in Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon had said in the Mishnah that an androgynous kohen that married a bas Yisrael, she's permitted to eat truma. Reish Lakish held that an androgynous is a sofik zocher, sofik nekeve. So how can a bas Yisrael eat trume? Who says she's married? The androgynous is a sofik nekeve. So Reish Lakish said, we're speaking about trume da bezman hazeh, which is the rabbonon. He says sofik the rabbonon lahokol. We had mentioned already from the Mishnah Lemelech that this is a moiradik chiddush, and the chiddush is that Flee say Sovid Rabbonah Lahokul, but this Bas Yisrael is a cheskas pnuya. She is a cheskas iser to eat trume. And now we have a Sofik. Did she get married? Is her husband a zocher? Did she become muta betrume? And you have two chazokas which are telling us her status did not change. Afal Pikein, the Shlokish says that according to Rabbi Yosi, she's permitted to eat trume. And the Mishnah Malach says, Reish Lakish only said it in Rabbi Yosi. That means, because that's in the Mishnah. He had a hechach that that's in the Mishnah. But, it's not muchach that someone else who holds that Trumah Bezman is the Rabbonon, that the din should be like that. Rabbi Yosi said it. So finished. So Rabbi Yosi says, we say Trumah Bezman Azel the Rabbonon, she's permitted to eat, even though there's a cheskas ison, a cheskas pnuya. That Reish Lakish said in Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yochanan had said, no, Rabbi Yosi holds that androgynous is a vadai zocho, so therefore she can eat trume bizman hazeh, which according to Rabbi Yosi is minatay. So now the Gemara is going to try to be mevayer from our Mishnah, what our Mishnah holds on this thing. Tonight, we learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah, androgynous noisei. Androgynous is permitted to get married. Or we'll see, maybe noise means that it's nesuin vadoin, yizicha married. Noise is a psalach, a loshen lachatchila. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. He's a vadai zocho, so androgynous noise. According, which means he's vaday married. According to Reish Lakish, the Loshen Noisei is not too good. If he gets married, misofik, I'll say you'll need a get, but the Loshen Noisei, which is the Loshen Vadois, is not too good. So it's Akash and Rabbi and Reish Lakish. Tni im nosa. So Reish Lakish said, you have to learn the Mishnah with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean Noisei, it means, if he got married, he need a get. It's called on the suing. So, the Gemara asks Reish Lakish, listen, I mean, the Mishnah says, Noise, how can you change the mashmois of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Noise. So he says, let me ask you a question. Fine, you're medagdic in the Mishnah. Noise means vaday noise. Fine. Now it says further, my avol loy niso. What's the title loy niso? Loy niso means, according to you, you hold that what? About the zocher. So what does loy niso mean? That loy niso means that she should not get married. It's not the opposite of noise. Noise can't get, loy niso means he can't get married. That means a little bit the evit, she can't get married. Because he's about the Zohar. So Nisa means the Eved. Like Nisa means that she can't get married. Is Nisi Nami the Eved? So Mamele, that means it would seem perhaps Alpid, Der Chadikdek Loi Nisa is the opposite of Nisa. Nisa Mishama is the Loshen Mekeve. So, but you can't, you say that's not Mishad. Loi Nisa means a little bit the Eved, she can't get married. Is Noisi Nami the Eved? So Mamela, Noisi is also the Eved. Now, we have to understand, the Marsha explains over here, now, according to Reish Lakish, it means Reish Lakish is proving that Noisi means the Eved because Nisa also means the Eved. Now, according to Reish Lakish, what does that mean, Loi Nisa be the Eved? Taket. According to Reish Lakish, she's a Safik Nekeve. Androgynous is a suffix zocher, suffix nekeve. What will be if a person, a zocher, gives an androgynous, a tabas kedushin? So she needs a get. So, how did Reish Lakish learn pshat loy nisa b'diavet? I mean, she's married, she needs a get. So the Marsha says, but he meant Loinisa means that the functions of marriage cannot apply to an androgynous if she's the one that's getting married. That means that Bia will be awesome. The Hechlet, because since he's a Sofik Zocher, so it's a Sofik Mishkev Zocher. So Memela, so Loinisa means the Nihugim of Nisuim, Afilu B'dievid you're not allowed to do. I get, you'll need. But Loi Nisa means there's no Nihugim of Nisuim. I feel a bit the Abed. So Nisa also means Bidi Abed, it's Nisuim. So, that was Reish Lakish's Tiktor. So Rabbi Yechim said, Loi. Nisa lechatchila mashme. Avoloi Nisa di Eved nami loy. It's not Muchach. Noise, that's the digduk. Noise means Lechatchile. And Loi Nisa means a little bit Yeved. You don't say that Loi Nisa is a gilui on Noise. Let us see Rash. Nan androgynous Noise Lechatchile. Al mezochem al you. Because Loi Shlokish doma in machl bechazei v'shoik. So there's no nihugim of Noise vaday. Niim nosa nosi. The boy get mino mine mishum safik zocha lo ilam sveiku. So Reish Lakish says, maya voloi nisa, the mashma dievet, ochi gasinet, is noisi nami dievet. That's what Reish Lakish said. Omri, so they told him, no, loi, noisi lechatchila, voloi nisa dievet nami, loi, lo ilam kashale le Reish Lakish, vedaike ke Rabbi Yochanan. Nice is a loshen lechatchila. So melo, it seems from the Mishnah that an androgynous is a badei zocher. Zok the Gemara baite. Vomi diktoni sefer Rabbi Lezer oim androgynous chayoven olav skila ke zocher. The Sefer of the Mishnah says that an androgynous Yechai, that's what Rabbi Lezer says. The Tanakhama said Loi Niso, and Rabbi Lezer says Chayov Nolov Skila Kezocher. So it would seem that the Tanakhama holds, and Tanakhama is really Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see in Tosfos. Tanakhama holds Loi Niso, it's not proper to have Nihugi Nisuin with an androgynous, because maybe he's a Zocher. Maybe he's a Zocher. And Rabbi Lezer says, Chayov Dalov Skile Kizocher. So, but it seems the Tanakam holds it's a Sofik Zocher. So that's a right to Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yosi holds the Tanakam as Mustama Rabbi Yosi. And it seems the Tanakam holds it's a Sofik Zocher. But me diktoni say for Rabbi Lezer, I'm androgynous Chayov Dalov Skile Kizocher. Michlal the Tanakam is, Vukimis Afkeleim. So we have a right to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says no. Bein lama, bein lama, mifshet pshitalei. Both of them hold it's about a zocher. So what should Rabbi Lezer says, chayov no lov skila ke zocher. Tell me, according to the Karnakam, you also chayv skila. So he says, ike binayu skila bishnei mekaimis. Mishnei mekaimis. No, zicha, the Tanakam is more machma than Rabbi Lezer. What if a person will be born on an androgynous b'mokin nakvis? Is he chayv als bo al azocho? The mar sova chayov no lov skila b'shnei mekaymes. Loi nisa means that afilu b'mokin nakvis, there's also an iser of mishkav zocho. This is about the zocho. O mar sova ke zocho only shaloi ke darkoi, not and if a person will be born a droigenes bokim makvis, there's no iser of mishkav zoch. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, moi svinil rabbi yechna ba mitoni seife mishnei mekoimis, afilu benakvusoi. Tataim mefosh lakamon mikro bishmaiten. Rabbi lazer sobe kezoch bokim zacher, seim ba mokim makvis loy. Let us see Taisvis. Nan androgynous noise, perish, the mashme nisuin gemuim. Vare hu ke zocho, umachel betrume di reise. So it seems he's a zocho, machel betrume di reise. Di loi havi nisuin vadoin. If it's not nisuin vadoin, habloi le meima, androgynous shekidesh, kedush of kedushin. It says, Noise would seem the suin gemuy. Mshan it ni im nosa dievet. Belishna lechatchila dach sugya haina perushe. That what the Gemara says lechatchila does not mean he's permitted lechatchila. It means that nisuin vadoin. Haina perush nisuin vadoin. Aval ein leforish the medagdek midishori lechatchila liso. Pleistrin lechatchila misofik norshima misoil leisu bezu. The machel reishlokish betrumezman azer de rabbon lemistav loisre betchila mitamze. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis, our Gemara says, noise lechatchila. Now, so Taisvis says, noise lechatchila means is gematria nisuin badoim. That's what it means. Melki bimachel chazei b'shoit. So Taisa says, what do I have to say such a gematria? Maybe nois lechatchila means that he's allowed to marry lechatchila. So Taisa wants to explain. So why shouldn't he be allowed to marry lechatchila? Well, according to Reish Lakish, he's allowed to marry lechatchila. He's a savik zacha, savik nekev. What's wrong of marrying lechatchila? So Taisa says, no, a person will say, no, he's not allowed to marry lechatchila. Why? Because maybe he's in a cave. So what's wrong? If he's in a cave, and he's marrying in a cave, so be over the Issa of Noshima Mesoil Lezu Bezu. So Memele, that is why, and if it says Noise Lechatchila, is a Rai, it's a Badai Zocha. Because it'll be a Sofik Zocha, so he wouldn't be allowed to marry Lechatchila, because maybe the androgynous is in a cave, the be Issa of Noshima Mesoil Lezu Lezu. So Taisa says no. Afilo, according to Reish Lakish, lechatchila is allowed to get married. You don't have to worry about that. Why? So Taisus brings a raya. If he's machel betrumid the rabbonon, So we see that you say Sofik the Rabbona Lahokul, and then he allowed for Kedis. He's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael and Shalit Trume the Rabbona Bisman Azeh. So if we say Lahokul Lechatchila, she's allowed to eat Trume. So the same Lahokul Lechatchila, we could say that he's allowed to be bola, and it doesn't have to be chayish of the isra of noshim amasoilis zubizub. That's what Tosfos is saying. So you can't say lachatchil is not a kasha on Rish Lakish. So you have to say the kasha was because lachatchil means kedushin badoi. Now here a shtikel ha'ore on this Tosfos. The din of, we had noshim amasoilis zubizub. We didn't have it that there's an issa. The Moshe says pritzusa, it's not proper. We had a shayla in the Gemara if it makes her a zayin, if it doesn't make her a zayin. The Moshe says it doesn't make her a zayin. That's why Paschal Aloch. All what we have from the Gemara, the Moshe called it, it's pritzus. Noshim ha-mesoilis u-bezuz is called pritzus. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Seif Simin Chof. And there the Mechaber says it's Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim. That's what the Mechaber says. And the Goyin brings down a Teres Koyinim. In Teres Koyinim it says, Kemaisi Eretz Mitzrayim Loisasu. So the Teres Koyinim asks, what does that mean, Kemaisi Eretz Mitzrayim? They did a lot of things in Mitzrayim. They built Binyonim, they did other things. No. The Pasuk doesn't mean that. What was in Mitzrayim that the Torah asked? Shbemitzrayim hoya ish noisei ish veisha noisei isha. That was Mitzrayim, and that what the pasuk says, kemaisi eretz Mitzrayim leisasu. So lechayre, according to the Teiras Koyanim, I thought that's a nisa diyareise. That's pasuk. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Kemaisi eretz Mitzrayim leisasu. So I didn't understand Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tzicha Mut according to Reish Lakish, because just like the Abbas Yisrael is permitted to eat Trume, so he's allowed to be boil on the Kaiva also. So I thought, Shema Shemayim, what's the Tzushtel? For her to eat Trume the Rabbon, and he says, Sofik the Rabbon and Lohoko. For him to be Baal Ish, if this is a Shaila Bais Eretz Mitzrayim Loisasu, so this is an Isa Deraisa. I didn't understand Taisus. Then I saw the Rabbi Avraham in the house as for a Dover Porsche, it's a Darabonon. No, it's a Darabonon, so it's good. So I don't know what's happened with the Teres Koyanim. There's a Shtikel Ha'ore, but I don't know if this is a Raya. The Mechaber starts off by saying that one Noshim HaMesel Zu is also, it's Kamaisi Eretz Mitzrayim, the Mechaber mentions this, and if they did it, it's like in Makas Maldis. So I thought, like in Makas Maldis, you see Klotz HaDarabono. Then I thought, maybe it's a Lav Shebeklolis. That's why they did a lot of things in Mitzrayim, that this Lav is Koilu. So Memelis, it could be, it's no Raya that it's HaDarabono. Vesech Nisht. But Al Kaponim, from Taisus, we see Klor, that it's even less than an Issa. The Taisu says, if he's allowed to be Machl Betrume, Lei Mestavu, Lo Osle Metchila, Meitamzel, Tznoshim, and Mesoilu, Lo Isra Machl, the Machl, Ishlok, Isra Betrume, Lei Mestavu, Lo Isra Betchila. Boy, Yesh Leforish. Taisu was bothering the Loshin Noisei. What Taisu said, Noisei was Gematri and Nesuim Vadoim, which Taisu was did not like it so much. Why do you suppose that Andreigenes Neisei Mashme Dechayev Lisa is Mechuyev to get married? The Mivkid Apirya Verivya. That's the Raya. Raya is, it says Neisei means he's Mechuyev to get married. Now, if he's a Badei Zocha, he's Mechuyev to get married. We have to fear ice, and what if he's a Sofik Zocha? So why is he Mechuyev to get married? So, Sofik Daraisa Lechumre. The Bichas Avraham asks, doesn't understand Taisvis. Let's He's a Lucharet Sofik Barais. He's Mechuyiv to get married. He's a Sofik Bar Chiyuva. Why shouldn't he be Mechuyiv to get married? So, why don't you say Sofik Barais Alachumre? There's also a very big tumul here that the Mitzvah Eison, the Olchanel, there seems to be many rayas that an androgynous can't have children. So now there's a big problem with this Tosfos. Tosfos says he's mechuyev to get married, he's chayvim peyev v'ribyev. So that's also a problem. From Tosfos see klar that an androgynous can have children. V'im taim efekt Tosfos v'eich yipoch me androgynous noise em ilse de Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos says, what's the whole problem over here? Because if you look Elach in the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yisrael Shimonayim Androgynous Kayin Shanos Abbas Shal Machila Betrumim. Fine. Now we're finished with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudayim Etumtum Shanikra Venim Tzazoch Allah Yachlai Tzvnei Shul Kisaros. And then we have Androgynous Naisei Veloi Nisa. So why did the Gemara assume that this is Rabbi Yisrael? I mean, the Machlokes Rish Lokes Rabbi Yisrael is in Rabbi Yisrael. Im Taima, hech ipach man dreigen is neise milse drabi yoisi, besorach litrek shu siye milse drabi yoisi. This is the end of divra rabi yoisi, avo bish rabi Yehuda mafsik bein Taim, but this is a hemshech, the gemara, so this is a hemshech of divra rabi yoisi. Sog the gemara weiter, oma rav, lese lemas nisen mikame bereisem, eises, the Mishnah holds that, let us say for practical purposes now, that that Rav held like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yossi holds that androgynous is a vadei zocher, smachel betrume de reise. Oma Rav lesser lemasnisim mikame bereise. We don't paskin like the Mishnah because it's a bereise that says verkehrt. The sanye Rabbi Yossi oimer. Androgynous berye bifnei atzmahu. An androgynous is a berye, v'leichriyu boi chachomim im zocher im nekeve. The chachomim were not able to figure out if he is a din zocher or din nekeve. So memele, so Rabbi Yossi in the Bereise said that it's a sofik. So, lasalam asnisim mikami Bereise. Frekte gemore. Okay, we see there's a problem over here. The Bereise says it's a Sofik Zocher, the Mishnah says it's a Vadei Zocher. Fine. So why were you machia that the Bereise? So the Gemara answers, Midishovke Rab Yossi Lebarzuge. Shma Mino Hodebe. That means Rab Yossi in the Mishnah was talking together with Rab Shimon. Rab Yossi and Rab Shimon Noima, that androgynous kain is machul betrume. In the Bereise, we see Rab Yossi Noima, androgynous loichiyu boi chachome. So we see that Rab Yossi changed his mind. So let's just say Ivrin in the Gemara, we'll see, that's what, just understand Ivrin the Gemara. Pshat is like this. If we would say in the Bereise, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon say it's a Sofik Zocher, Sofik Nekeve. So then we have a Machlekes Tanoim, what Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Yisrael, the Tan of the Mishnah holds that they hold is a Vadei Zocher, the Tan of the Bereise holds is a Sofik Zocher. Then you have to know who should we paskin like, so then the Zicher Hanhoge Sami Bereise Mikami Masnis. But if we see in the Mishnah it was Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, and in the Bereise it's Rabbi Yossi, so Pshat is, it's not a machloikis what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon held, klor, it's a Vadei Zocher. It says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi once held like Rabbi Shimon. And later it seems that he was choyze, he left Rabbi Shimon, and he held that, it's a Rabbona, that it's a Safik. Because we see that there was a chazor. Let us just see the second thesis that we should understand just even in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Yeshavki Rabbi Yossi Labar Zugei. Taim, Dulma, Hode, Baimi, Braise, Legabi, Rab Shimon, Demas, Nisan. Like Tachtoisvis, that's sicher, that there was one time he held like Rav Shimon, one time privately he held Fakelt, and with Rav Shimon he held Azoi. Now, when did he change his mind? What's the raya that after he held like Rav Shimon, then he was Choyza? Maybe it's the other way around. He held it's a Sofit, and he heard Rav Shimon holds that it's a Vade Androgen, so he held also like Rav Shimon. So Tosfos blives by Akasha. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that Teretz, the Baraisis were written after the Mishnayis. So Memele, so if you have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, and now Rabbi Yossi in the Baraisa, so I'll call Chochestis, so the Rabbi Yossi changed his mind later. Doch Laner wants to say a beautiful Teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Doch Laner says as follows. Doch Laner says, if you will assume that Rabbi Yossi at first held that androgynous is a suffix. And then later when he saw Rab Shimon hold the Tzavadai, so he joined Rab Shimon. So he says, then the Mishnah would not say Rab Yossi ve Rab Shimon, would have said Rab Shimon and Rab Yossi. Because if the whole Rab Yossi is because of Rab Shimon, so don't say Rab Yossi ve Rab Shimon. If it says Rab Yossi Rab Shimon, so why is this forkert? Rab Yossi was the Rosh HaMedabrim all the time. Rabbi Yossi had held that it's a bad Isoch, and then later he changed his mind. Let us see Rashi. Last Alamas Nisan Diktoni L'Rabbi Yossi Androgynous Machal Es Ishtei Betrume. We don't hold like the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds Androgynous Machal Es Ishtei Betrume because he holds it's a bad Isoch. And we can't be bereist from Rabbi Yossi Sveiko. The Shavke Rabbi Yossi Rab Shimon ben Zugei the Airi Bahadei b'Masnisa the Airi b'Braisa l'Chudai Shema Minei Hodabai. So you see what's Chayza. The Lav Tanoi, it's not a Machloikas Tanoim the Taima Sami Tane the Braisa Mikami Tane the Masnisa. It's not a Machloikas Tanoim Ti Tanehi Tavayu Havetonu Lunami b'Braisa. Because if it be a machlokes tanoim, so then it would say both tanoim and the braise. Let us see Tosfos. Berye bifnei atzmai. Oy mari. Bahai berye lehavi perushi kegein berye shebemekaymes acherim. She'enai sofik ela berye. Usually when it says berye, it means it's not a sofik, it's a different nivrots, it's a berye b'fnei atzmai. Ve'ele berye dekoma hocha aynu shu sofik, ke dekoma v'lei chiboy. Here it says klar, it's a berye which we don't know what it is, but it's a sofik. Ve'chei mashba b'mapeles, ve'om ha'rav. Now we hear the rav paskin like Rabbi Yossi de Barais. And rav says in mapeles, Tumtim pa androgynish sharo loiven oi oidem ein seifen olav esatrum. That means that they saw shichva zera or they saw dam. And now they touch trume. So ein seifen olav esatrum. That means like this, because if an androgynish is a zocho, so then he's metame b'shichva zera. And Androgynous is in a cave, so then she's metame beri is da, and it's all one or the other, loiven or yoidim, and I don't know what they are, if they are zoch or in a cave, so in seif and alba satruma, so it's talent, loichlam loiseif. Ro loiven bo oidim ka'achas, seif and alba satruma, name mon of shech de tome. Alme behed ye mashele rab sveikim. But Rav is making it for a suffix. Final kochoch ke Rabbi Yossi de Baraisa. Rabbi Yossi de Masnissen zochahu. According to Rabbi Yossi de Mishnah zo zoch. Zvadai zoch. So you see the Rabbi Yossi de Baraisa holds it a suffix. Because the Tesefta de Bikurim Messiahim Bahach Baraisa. In the Tesefta Bikurim we have here this Baraisa that Rabbi Yossi said Androgynous berye b'fnei atzmoi v'loichiyah b'ichachomim im zochem nekev and Tosfos says that means that we're misupik what an androgynous is. Now the Tosefta ends, Messiahim b'ach b'raisa d'shmaiten Aval tumtum eine kein. Tumtum is not like an androgynous. Ella oisofik ish, oisofik isha. Now, that's reckless. That means it would seem that a tumtum is a sofik and an androgynous is not a sofik. That's the Rabbi Yossi is differentiating between androgynous and a tumtum. Michlau the androgynous, I have a sofik. Ella einoi lo ish, ve lo isha. One kasha. Void midilatana kame the Rabbi Yossi the tesefte the bikurim have a androgynous sofik. So Taisa says, if you look in the tesefte, there's a Tanakama there. And then there's a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Yoyma. Now the Tanakama says, androgynous sofik, umetama boidim kenoshim, ubeloivin kanoshim. That means, he's a, misofik is metama boidim, beloivin. Bechlal the Rabbi Yossi, loy havi sofik. So Taisa has two rayas from the tesefte that it's not a sofik. Voimari, no. Rabbi Yossi holds it's a sofik. Is what we do with the tesefta. Das machi perush. Avol tumtum einoi kein kemoi androgynous. What does that mean? Shehu sofik, an androgynous is a sofik machmeshu berye mishune. The sofik of an androgynous, because he's a berye mishune, mishim shesh loy zachas v'nakvas. He is zachas v'nakvas, he's a berye mishune. So the sofik that we have by an androgynous, vu sofik loylam. That's a sofik that can never be nisbar loylam. Avo tumtum einay kein, a tumtum is not like that. Ela sofik shu ish vadaye ish vadois. It's a sofik, if it's an ish or an ishem. Elo shehu mechusa ve'ein niker. They've had a sofik that can never be nisbar. This is a sofik chesaron yedi. Ve'im kideish, what if it's mekadosh an ishe, ve'nikra ve'nimsa zocho. Igoli milsa denen chilo zocho, ho yevada, ve'cheinim niskatshe ve'nimsa nekeber. Yeah. So Memele, so that what the Rabbi Yossi differentiated between this androgynous and tumtum, that means that's true. Both are sofikis, but it's a different type of a sofik. A tumtum is a sofik she efshel hisbara, and androgynous is a sofik she efshel hisbara. That's to answer the first kasha. Now Tosi asked another kasha. That the Tanik, there's a Tanakama there that says androgynous is metama boivin, is metama beloivin. So basically, the Tanakama is mesubikli zazocha nekeivin. So what's the machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakama? So Taisri says, Rabbi Yossi le poliga Tanakama. He's not chaylik. The Tanakama, because Afalga Elafushi time of the Tanakama Kosi. He's saying the reason of the halachas of the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that their halachas Mikoyach Safik. Loivan is Metama, Oidim is Metama. That's what the Tanakama says. He didn't say reasons. Rabbi Yossi Yoyma, Leichriye Beichachamim, Im Zachim in the Kaive. Rabbi Yossi is only saying that the Chachamim weren't Machriya. That is why these halachas are applicable. But that, there's no machloikas. Afal gav diktoni Rabbi Yossi Yoyma. So that's a little problematic. Rabbi Yossi Yoyma normally means that Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik. We have to accept it that he's mephorish. Or, yeah, inami kula Rabbi Yossi, maybe the whole barais is Rabbi Yossi. Vitni she Rabbi Yossi yoyma, not vi Rabbi Yossi yoyma, she Rabbi Yossi yoyma. So then it's, everything is vi Rabbi Yossi. Voidish loyma. Now Tais wants to say, could be there is a machloikas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. What is the machloikas? The polygamai de kamatanekame areini nozel sheze ish beisha. It's a very interesting baraisa. The baraisa says, androgynous has alochas like an ish, has alochas like an ish, has alochas like both of them, has alochas like none of them. So the baraisa says as follows. It says in the Baraisa, Areini Nozer Sheze Ish Ve Isha. A person says, I'll be a Nozer if this person is an Ish and an Isha. Arei Ze Nozer. She's a Nozer because he's an Ish and an Isha. V'alo Paul Grabi Yosi. Shem Choshev Ish Ve Isha. Ela Oize Oize. He's either an Ish or an Isha. But Anakama Sova Shechoshev Shneim B'Mikzis. Shneim B'Mikzis Ke Isha. Mikzis U Ke Isha. The Tanakama Taka holds that an androgynous has in himself ksas tchunis of an ish and ksas tchunis of an ish. So he's an ish and an ish. Become an ami Tanakama reini nozer sh'ein ze loy ish v'loy isha. It says in the Baraisa, arei ze nozer. So he's a nozer. Lefisha ein ze loy ish kamo v'loy isha gemura. So Tosfos says that could be that is the machlokes. That the Tanakama holds that packets a mitzvah isha and a mitzvah isha. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a sofik isha, sofik isha.